This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Next guest is becoming a regular fixture around here, and we just love it. We love having him on. He's on, what, two or three times a month. He's a guest hosting at least once a month. He became nationally prominent, or really worldwide prominent, I think, with his revelations about the Bilderberg Group, his new book, In the Shadows of a Presidency. You can get wherever books are sold. He's a geopolitical strategist. He's an award-winning investigative reporter. He's Daniel Eshelin. Welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely. We always have great discussions, and they go in all kinds of directions.
A 45-minute discussion about 3 hours ago.
When yes, we did. I know. You almost made me miss my meeting.
The show in itself.
I about missed my meeting because of you guys. I was too enthralled. I couldn't go anywhere. Let's start with WikiLeaks. Let's start with Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, wherever you want to go with that. Let's start there.
Well, you know, when we talked earlier this week with the producer, Catherine, the idea was to talk about space exploration, transhumanism, all that stuff. But again, it's like something is always getting in the way. And Assange's arrest yesterday, obviously, is something that we need to discuss. You know, there's an old English expression, Daniel, that a man is known by the company he keeps. And so when you look at WikiLeaks, and again, everybody's focusing on Assange, and I think it's important that we discuss Assange, and you know, we pay our due to him, dues and homage. But again, let's go back to the company way back when, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and people have forgotten, but I haven't. And let's look at some of the, you know, funny company that the foundations and friends that these people have kept over the years. The source of policy for most of these groups that were linked initially to WikiLeaks was Anglo-American intelligence and their One World Company planners. Again, something that nobody's talking about today, nobody even remembers. You know, as such, these groups, they lobbied, you know, in the United States Congress, set up conferences, launched propaganda campaigns, and in some cases even provided military training for various Mujahideen groups in Afghanistan, not to mention supporting oppressive dictatorships around the world. So, for example, who are some of these organizations and groups behind the financing and support of WikiLeaks? Well, we can start with National Endowment for Democracy and also Freedom House. Freedom House is a Washington-based organization. It was founded in 1941 by Leo Czerny to promote American entry into World War II. And during the Cold War, it was used as a vehicle for CIA-directed anti-communist propaganda. Its activities back in the about 10, 12 years ago, has been a central role as NGO in Washington-directed destabilization efforts in different countries, such as Tibet, Myanmar, Ukraine, Georgia, Serbia, and other countries apparently not pursuing policies satisfactory to certain powerful people in the United States. Now, Freedom House is another funny organization that, under the cover of benevolent, peace-loving mover of democratic reform, has worked very closely with George Soros's Open Society Institutes in promoting such projects as, for example, 2005 Tulip Revolution in Kyrgyzstan that brought the Washington-friendly dictator and drug boss to power. So again, if we kind of look at WikiLeaks from a detached point of view, conceptually speaking, we understand that it's more than just an organization whose main interest is truth, getting information out, et cetera, et cetera. Because again, if you look at Freedom House, National Endowment for Democracy, they have links to U.S. Congress Council on Foreign Relations, which is a sister organization to the Bilderbergers, and also to the U.S. business establishment. And both National Endowment for Democracy and Freedom House, they have known ties to the CIA. Okay, again, something that most people don't understand, don't know, are not particularly interested about. In other words, when we look at some of these individuals or some of the examples that we have, for example, AfghanAid, which is another important link between Freedom House and WikiLeaks, Freedom House is behind AfghanAid, which was the primary organization to massively support Afghan Mujahideen, holy warriors as they're known, as they came to be known at the time of the Soviet invasion. Now, who are the people behind this? Well, the main sponsor and founder of the group was Viscount Cranborne, Lord Privy Seal, which means chief of the Queen's Privy Council, and also the leader of the House of Lords. So this Viscount Cranborne is a member of the Cecil family, one of the oldest and most powerful oligarchical families in Britain, whose ancestor, Lord Burnley, was the Lord Privy Seal and Lord Treasurer of Queen Elizabeth I. We're talking about 1580s. So Viscount Cranborne is the son and heir to the current 6th Marquess of Salisbury. His grandfather, the 5th Marquess, had been a British colonial secretary in World War II and also a post-war foreign minister, as well as having been a Lord Privy Seal and leader of the House of Lords. So we're looking at the people, okay, who basically control power at the very top echelon levels globally, supranationally, for hundreds of years. In other words, to summarize, WikiLeaks is looking to plug in, or looked into, to plug into financial and also intellectual support from some of the highest echelons of the ruling elite. Now, does that make any sense? Well, it does if you come from a parallel universe of smoke and mirrors. And this is just to give you an example of some of the things we're seeing. Now, there's a lot of more stuff out there. You know, again, when you're looking at any organization conceptually, you have to understand where the money is coming from, who is financing these people. Now, back in early 2007, when very few people could have imagined that the WikiLeaks circus was coming to town, you know, complete with albino jugglers and three-legged acrobats and belly dancers and poetry reciting cyclops, WikiLeaks acknowledged that the project had been founded by Chinese dissidents, mathematicians, and a startup company technologists from the United States, Taiwan, Europe, Australia, and South Africa. Now, if you look at some of these people who actually make decisions and who are involved, you realize you're looking at U.S. intel analysts, spooks, cryptographers, and people, again, who are involved with very behind-the-scenes operations. Now, some of these people, for example, is Philip Adams. Okay, his, you know, he held key positions in Australian governmental media administrations and also worked closely with the Financial Times, Times of London, and the New York Times. Okay, now, some of these corporations this man worked for are directly linked to Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger Group, Trilateral Commission, etc., etc. Now, there's another guy, but his name is Bin Lowry. Okay, he's a former security boss of Google. Now, he says he didn't know anything about this, that his only substantive interaction with the group was when Assange approached him to help design a system that would protect leakers' anonymity. And, of course, we believe him, because we know that Google has been associated with a proprietary investment company run by the CIA called InQtel, which is a public face of the National Security Agency, America's most powerful intelligence organization. Okay, so you have this guy by the name of Bin Lowry, who is also a director of Open Rights Group, funded by Joseph Rowntree Reform Trust Limited and Open Society Foundation of George Soros. So, again, when you start looking at the list, something doesn't make sense. We're looking at Julian Assange, and again, we must, you know, give credit where credit is due, because he has done a lot, and a lot of information has come out. Some of that information is a cover story for much bigger operations, which we'll get into. But the point is, there's certainly a lot of stuff did come out, and some of it is very, very useful, as long as we understand that it's an operation. And if you're looking at it as an operation, you have to understand that a lot of that stuff is done specifically whose objective is counter to what WikiLeaks, you know, says it is. For example, one of the other individuals involved is a guy by the name of Wang Jiaokai. He's the co-founder of the Chinese Democracy Party and a leader of the Tiananmen Square protest. He was imprisoned for conspiring to overthrow the government of China. And he was also exiled in the early 2004, I think it was. He's a member of this group called the Chinese Constitutional Democratic Transition Research. Very long name. Now, to most people old enough to have seen it on television, the Tiananmen Square student protest, and I put it in quotes, in Beijing in June 1989, that's 30 years ago, Okay, 1899, 30 years ago. They're shrouded in the image of the CNN of this lonely protester with a shopping bag dressed in a white shirt and black trousers blocking a column of tanks. But what few people understand, Daniel, is that Tiananmen Square of 1989 was an early attempt of the United States intelligence to interfere in the internal affairs of the People's Republic of China. Let's call it the first, or rather the second color revolution. The first was in the Philippines with Ferdinand Marcos. So yet similar color revolutions were later run by Washington in Serbia against Milosevic, in Ukraine with the so-called Orange Revolution, Georgia's Rose Revolution, and all these other geopolitical destabilizations aimed at creating Washington-friendly regime changes. And finally, another key Chinese dissident involved in the WikiLeaks project is Zhao Jiang, who's a founder and publisher of China Digital Times, which is a grantee of the National Endowment for Democracy. He's also a commentator for Radio Free Europe, which is, again, such as Radio Liberty, Voice of America. These are the CIA institutions. And this guy is also connected to Tiananmen and received money from the MacArthur Fellowship. Now, the MacArthur Fellowship is linked to Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, which is interlocked with the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. Now, these groups are the figureheads for a 37-year-old propaganda machine run through the World Watch Institute, which is bought and paid for by the environmentalist cartel interests, whose objective is to reduce the world's population to a more manageable 1 billion or 2 billion people through aggressive depopulation schemes. So, again, we've looked at some of these characters, and there's a lot more, and we're not going to go into it because it's just too much. But the point is, doesn't matter where you look as far as the organization itself is concerned. You're looking at people who are head and shoulders above the organizations which WikiLeaks is supposedly representing, and all of these individuals and groups are interlocked with the interests of global financial economic interests.
We're coming on a break. Wow, that was perfect timing. So overall, yes or no, the WikiLeaks was founded as to be an arm of the intelligence community, the one world
community. CIA equals National Endowment for Democracy equals Chinese dissidents equals Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation equals Rockefeller Foundation, Malthusian depopulation scheme equals WikiLeaks. So truth when unraveled is a million times stranger than fiction.
Well, there we go. There's a break. On the other side, we'll get into this much more. Julian Assange, what role does he play? Where did he come from? All of this and so much more. Stay tuned. Daniel Esselin on the other side, The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm not shocked anymore, I'll say, but it really never ceases to amaze me or surprise me. You start going down these rabbit holes, like Daniel said during the break. The thing about a rabbit hole is it never ends. And you see the interconnectedness and what the links to the public consumption. Anything that is involved with public consumption on a big level has some ties to something, seemingly, that is a manipulation on some level. We talk about WikiLeaks on the last first segment. This segment, Daniel, let's transition to the main character himself, Julian Assange. We saw him ripped out of the embassy. Supposedly, maybe America told Ecuador they'd forgive money. Who knows? But they saw him, a total press opportunity to have him ripped out of the embassy and what all that means. Who is Julian Assange?
Well, what we do know is that his parents ran a traveling theater company in Australia. He lived for a time on a tiny magnetic island off the coast of Australia. He was homeschooled, grew up riding horses, making rafts. All that stuff came out, you know, 10, 12 years ago when everybody was goo-goo gaga on Assange. And then things got weirder. Again, the New Yorker did a big report on him. And in this report, they're talking about, you know, that Assange's mom hooked up with this musician who, you know, became abusive. They separated. You know, she fought and got custody over Assange's half-brother. Basically, his mom's name is Claire, and they disappeared. They went somewhere. But the whole thing is that they were part of this organization. Let's call it a cult because it was a cult. Okay, called the Family. Now, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? We have another family in the United States. These are the people. We're talking about the 1960s called the Family was, what's his name? I can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Charles Manson.
Thank you. Exactly. Okay. But this Australian cult called the Family, their motto was unseen, unknown, and unheard. Now, some members, there were doctors who persuaded mothers to give up their newborn children to the cult's leader, Anne Hamilton Byrne. The cult had moles in government. who provided the stepfather, Assange's stepfather, with information on their whereabouts. So is this Assange's paranoia, or is there substance, you know, to his madness? The fact that belonging to this cult, Anne Hamilton Byrne, which is a group of people around Melbourne, Australia, who are using LSD as a treatment for children, you know, that they called therapy. The therapy consisted of giving a child LSD and locking them up in a dark room. Now, all of this is a classic cover for intelligence agency mind control programs. Some point to an alleged infamous CIA-run operation called Project Monarch, which was imported from Nazi Germany under its old name, the Marionette Programming. So the Project Monarch is a United States Defense Department code name assigned to a subsection of the Central Intelligence Agency's double top secret projects. It's a genealogical approach to define transgenerational via genetic psychology behavioral modification for trauma-based psychological mind control, especially in children. I repeat, it's a genealogical approach to defining transgenerational, meaning more than one, via genetic psychology, behavior modification, using trauma-based psychology mind control in children.
Let me pause. Let me pause right there.
Huh?
Let me pause you right there. Rebecca, this is a short segment. Come on a break. Let me pause right there. So you're saying that if they are able to torture somebody, a small child, use mind control, use drugs, whatever, get them to start to do whatever they want psychologically, then the next generation, they're even more susceptible. It's almost like you're raising up a pure race, like a racehorse line or something, you're saying.
Well, the basic component of this Monarch program is the sophisticated manipulation of the mind using extreme trauma to induce multiple personality disorder. The original documentation on the project came from the Nazi SS top secret Black Arts. It was called Black Arts Research, which the U.S. government acquired at the end of World War II and subsequently renamed U.S. Department of Defense's Project Number 63. So, yes, you're looking at some serious stuff. And if you kind of look at Assange, not now, because he's a shell of what he used to be, but way back when, you know, physically speaking, you know, he fits the bill of somebody who came out of one of these programs. I'm not saying it's 100%, but again, I'm explaining the background to who these people are and Hamilton Byrne cult, what they were, the fact that the CIA had these cutouts globally, we know that to be true, and the fact that his mom was part of the Hamilton Byrne cult. And needless to say, if Assange is a child, he was also part of this program.
There's the music on the other side. Let's get into this more. Project Monarch, we've heard this. We've seen this with musicians, athletes, actors maybe sometimes. Maybe we'll get into that. I don't know. But Julian Assange at the center of God only knows what. Daniel Estlin unraveling it for you here on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. English.danielestlin.com is Daniel's website. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump responded to reports Friday that his administration proposed on releasing immigrant detainees in sanctuary cities, but not confirming parts of the plan, but only said it remains under strong consideration. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about this possible plan by Trump.
I don't know anything about it, but again, it's just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States and disrespectful of the challenges that we face. As a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Meanwhile, today at the White House, President Trump is talking about expanding rural broadband internet access and our 5G networks.
5G networks will also create astonishing and really thrilling new opportunities for our people, opportunities that we've never even thought we had a possibility of looking at.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'd like to remind the audience of the specials we have over there at the Power Mall. Of course, Oregano. Oregano takes care of Candida. We know about the Candida coming out, the B12, the Strauss Heart Drops, all the other great products over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. Take advantage of those, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Daniel Esselin and Julian Assange, zeroing in on who he is. He's a hacker, I guess, by nature or profession. Let's delve into that more.
Well, you know, for as much as Wiki Crowd has tried to sell Assange as a peace and justice crusader, Julian Assange, in a nutshell, is a hacker for hire. Let's just call things for the name. Call a spade a spade. Assange, still has or had contacts with his old global computer hacker network, many of whom were affiliated with the Hamburg-based Chaos Computer Club. This is the first, let's say, real hacker club in the history of the world. CCC, Chaos Computer Club. Assange is a convicted Australian computer hacker, is more than capable of overseeing a network devoted to prying open the email of individuals processed by both governments and private networks. You know, he once had a reputation as a notorious hacker. Using the handle Mendax, Assange formed a hacker group called International Subversives. So the group was responsible for a number of well-publicized hacks, including penetration of systems at the Pentagon, NASA, Xerox Corporation, you know, SRI International, Palo Alto, California, many, many others. Mendax and two other hackers, one's handle was Trax, T-R-A-X, and the other called Prime Suspect, they linked up with one of the most notorious Australian hacker groups called number three, Oz Melbourne. The Three Oz group was National Melbourne's Jewish community, and its chief hacker, Phoenix, was a front for a hardcore pro-Israeli family. In 1996, if I'm not mistaken, Assange pleaded guilty to 25 charges of hacking and related crimes. You know, he received a sweetheart deal in which six other counts were dropped. He paid $2,000 and agreed to work with the Victoria Police Child Exploitation Unit and the Anti-Hacking Software Development Unit of the United States Defense Information System Agency, DISA, at Sandia National Laboratory in New Mexico. Therefore, to consider him anti-establishment is plain silly. His bona fides are well known to the intelligence community. Now, Assange and his fellow cyberpunks, including the Chaos Computer Club, had carried out a number of high-visibility hacks during the early 1990s. One of Chaos's principals, a man codenamed Pengo, a.k.a. Hans Heinrich Hubner, was selling data, including that retrieved from NATO systems, to the Soviet KGB. I know this because I was in the service for many, many years. But the KGB never trusted Pengo because they realized he was a mercenary willing to sell to the highest bidder. Pengo had an accomplice. His name was Hagbard, a.k.a. Karl Koch. The name might not ring a bell to the audience, but everybody has heard of the Trojan virus. Well, Karl Koch, a.k.a. Hagbard, he created this Trojan virus and later surrendered to the West German police. But Koch was subsequently found dead in March 1989 in German Forstner Cell, C-E-L-L-E. His corpse partially burned with gasoline in what most believe to be a satanic ritual. Now, his death was ruled a suicide, of course, but, you know, not here, not there. One Chaos member later enjoyed respectability. His name is Andy Mueller Magoon, the press spokesman for Chaos, who later became the at-large director of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. The Obama administration relinquished all U.S. government control of Internet, if you remember that, domain registration and naming conventions to this organization, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, in other words. So, again, the Russian intelligence, for as much as the mainstream media has been telling us that Putin and Trump and Assange are buddies working together, and Assange is not Assange, the guy who's sitting at London's, you know, Equatorian embassy is his double, etc., etc. The Russian intelligence had no more reason to trust Assange and his accomplices now than the predecessors the KGB had in trusting Assange and Chaos in the early 1990s. Why? Because they were, you know, just goons for hire. And somebody who is a goon for hire is always a goon for hire to the highest bidder, which is, again, this entire narrative of, you know, the Putin and benefiting from Assange's information is utter nonsense.
Okay, so now I'm looking back on this, and no question, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, whatever, they certainly helped Donald Trump get elected. They killed Hillary at just the right time to help support what have you. So from what you're saying, the powers that be use WikiLeaks to sway the election.
You know, know, if you kind of, I'm looking at today's tweet from Cheryl Atkinson. She said, whatever the truth about Julian Assange's innocence or guilt on a number of accusations, we know one thing for sure. He, WikiLeaks, and their associates were targeted by a powerful smear campaign, which is documented in the 2010 internal documents of the government contractor. Now, we can talk about Hillary Clinton, but we have to understand where these people come from and what these documents are, because, again, it's an intel operation. At some point in this intel operation, Assange probably figured it out. Now, a lot of people are saying, who read my book, Deconstructing WikiLeaks, published way back in 2011, saying, as Julian said, that Julian Assange is a CIA. I never said that he's a CIA agent. I said that the organization that's called the family in Australia, Anne Hamilton Byrne, to which he and his mom belong to, is a CIA friend. Doesn't make him an agent. But there's absolutely no reason to doubt that he's a once-removed cutout. Now, what Cheryl Atkinson is saying in this, you know, referring to the smear campaign back in 2010, it's important to understand because this is where it all comes out of. So in July 2010, WikiLeaks, as you remember, released about 90,000 pages of documents that, according to the press, exhaustively chronicle the twists and the turns and the horrors of, you know, then 9-year-old war in Afghanistan. You know, unquestionably, the released documents, they provoked unparalleled global interest as well as important and valuable data bank. I'm sure you remember people going goo-goo-gaga over all that information. You have this, you know, useful window into the manner in which the international financial oligarchy operates. The oligarchy in question is essentially a private criminal enterprise which stretches across the entire globe, operating through a network of government agencies, private institutions, publicly and privately owned corporations, etc., etc. So the WikiLeaks documents date from between 2004 and 2010, and they're divided into more than 100 categories. I'm sure everyone, now that I said it, remembers this. You know, it was an important moment. It was a watershed moment where all this information came out. Tens of thousands of pages of reports documented the attacks on U.S. troops and their responses, you know, relations between Americans in the field, you know, their Afghan allies, intramural squabbles, you know, amongst the Afghan civilians, security forces, the Taliban, et cetera, et cetera. But there are several things, Daniel, that need to be kept in mind. Because these are not paper documents, but digital files. We saw this on a computer screen. I can tell you from spending 24 hours in the intelligence community, you know, every country that's worth its salt has a division whose job is to make sure you get as many fake documents out as possible. Okay, document is something you can touch with your finger. You could smell it. You can analyze it. You could look at the print on the paper. You can't do that with a digital file. So we can't know for sure if they're authentic. There are three versions in major newspapers, all digital, you know, at the time when it came out, which are notoriously easy to doctor. And apparently, according to insiders, the files are made in the field on computers and sent into the headquarters. So when we're told that this is the biggest dump of military documents, quote-unquote, that's not totally honest because these are not actual paper documents. Not to mention that many intelligence agencies are also dumping huge amounts of files onto the Internet. So when studying the WikiLeaks war logs, bear in mind that intelligence streams, hard copy, digital, electromagnetic, they're salted with spurious entries as markers to authenticate the stream, identify disruptions, and also unauthorized plans, direct the product to various collectors with varying levels of classification, and more. So the spurious entries will not be distinguishable from the other material. It is their positions in the stream or omissions from the stream which will be part of authentication. And none of this requires or is protected by encryption. Indeed, encryption is customarily used to mislead about other means and methods, which is why it's so loudly touted by the intelligence community. So when the NSA, you know, when the governmental agencies say that this document shouldn't be allowed to be encrypted because it's so difficult to hack and control, it's because they've already found a backdoor to it. So looking at the WikiLeaks war logs, some streams are entirely spurious but composed of authentic material, to cloud the process, to entrap, to dilute, to fake a vulnerability. These methods are well known, you know, to the tech heads of WikiLeaks, although they may lack required programs and equipment to analyze streams in all their guises.
So we'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's been a pleasure talking to Daniel Esten. A lot of information, a lot, like I said, a rabbit hole. The thing is, it never ends. And the different connections and where it's going, and some things are speculation, some things we know, what's certain, blah, 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 whatever. We got one segment left. We're going to have Jan again to talk about Monarch Training, Tavistock Institute, all those things at another time. Let's go back to Julian Assange, the arrest, I think it was yesterday. Why now?
I don't know why now. I mean, again, from a conceptual point of view, I can speculate. We talked about it in the break. The fact is, she only had one media. One. In all of England, an entire world, everybody went home, but only one was allowed to stay, and that's Ripley. Ripley is part of the RT. RT is Russia Today. That's Russia's own corporation. But Ripley and RT is not a government Putin-sponsored operation. It's actually run and owned by the oligarchs. Pro-Western liberal banking financier cartel. Because an RT is a very expensive operation. It's about $380 or $400 million a year because they have, you know, programming in different languages, in Spanish, in Arabic, in German, in English, in Russian, in French, et cetera, and it's a big operation, costs a lot of money. But the fact is that one organization, RT, was there to record the whole thing without being subjected to any kind of anything from the British police. They could easily have stopped them recording, taken their camera away, but they were allowed to record this moment. This is a message on a conceptual, because again, I'm talking to you, someone who spent 24 years in military counterintelligence. On a conceptual level, this is a message to Anat Dreissy, whose name I don't know right now. But the fact is, somebody recorded this and it was sent out, so everybody, especially the people for whom this message was addressed to, could see the fact that Julian Assange was being led out of the embassy. Now, WikiLeaks, they have a lot of information. They're hackers. We've seen a lot of stuff, you know, this huge data dump over the years. But I am sure that there's a lot of information that is still on hold. Now, could it have anything to do with the fact that now Trump won the fight against the Mueller investigation, knowing that the backdrop to the entire crisis globally we're seeing is the fight between the liberal banking financiers, as I explained ad nauseum, on the one hand, the financiers, Wall Street speculators, etc., representatives of the Bretton Woods economic model and its deathbed, and also the isolationists, industrialists, on the other hand, whose representative is Donald Trump. Because, again, Donald Trump is not a person. He's a project. He's a manager of an alternative group. And behind Donald Trump, you have Black International, you have Vatican, you have the Rothschilds, the Windsors, the European royalty, aristocracy. These are the alternative group. So to think for a second that Assange, coming out of a cult, controlled to a certain extent by intelligence agencies, even if it's a once removed a cutout, okay, leads me to believe that what you're seeing globally is a fight for survival. And the fact that he was let out, recorded, and this message was sent out to someone who understood its meaning may very well have something to do with the fact that the liberals lost the fight against Trump in the Mueller's investigation. Trump is almost guaranteed, I'd say, the re-election in 2020. And now the tide has turned, and Trump is going on the attack, or the counterattack, against the liberal banking financier forces. Because, as I said before, you have a table, and at this table, the elite would sit and divide the world. But now there's not enough for everyone. There's only enough for one group, and this may be the case. I'm speculating, but on a conceptual level, makes sense. In the armed forces, in the Russian intelligence, he always used to say, if a leaf falls on the ground, it's because someone somewhere wanted it to fall. Okay, which is the same thing here. If somebody's recorded this moment, it's because someone somewhere wanted this to be recorded.
All right, we're not going to hold you to it, but he was holding a Gore Vidal book when he came out. Obviously, that was planned. It could have been a million different ways. There's only one media recording it. He said something. Is this what the resist? He said resist as he comes out. Is this what the Trump organization has come to? He screamed. I mean, put all those things together. If you had to speculate,
I don't know the meaning of that book, because again, I don't have the key to understand what that book is about. I've never read it. You know, I don't know. But again, it's you have to understand that Assange is a project. And the fact is that he came out with this book because they didn't have to let him have it. They could have taken him out of the embassy at 4 o'clock in the morning when no one was there.
Yeah.
They could have taken him out through the back door and no one would be able to see it. They didn't do any of that. They took him out in the light day so everybody could see it, get this on tape, get him on tape, and make sure that somebody somewhere saw this. And whoever this someone is, we're going to see a tidal wave of movements from now on in. It's just a matter of us understanding what they are and interpreting them on a conceptual level, which is much several, you know, degrees higher than the day-to-day operation. It doesn't matter what happens in the embassy. What happens, what matters is on a conceptual level, what does it mean? What kind of a picture does that moment paint for our future?
So this is the beginning of some big movement one way or another. Things have changed. The temperature has changed. The river is flowing a different direction now. So this is a marker, a big marker, you think?
This is a big marker because, again, the problem with today's economy is that it's in a stage of collapse. There's nothing you can do to save this world economy, nothing. There are several ways out of the crisis, as I said before. Okay, there's no such thing as infinite growth. We have come to the end of growth on the planet Earth. It doesn't mean that there's no space to grow. You have Africa, you have, you know, Amazonia, but these people have no money. And to create infrastructure and create something for humanity, that takes several generations. We don't have that time. Okay, the collapse could happen now, within a year, or within 2 years. And as I said to you before, everybody actively in the United States is getting ready for civil war. Okay, if you prefer, you meaning people, prefer not to notice, that's fine too. Okay, but they're going to be faced with a situation where suddenly you're going to have a civil war in America. And that could happen this year or could happen next year because the two sides are at such extremes in terms of understanding and reaching a middle ground. The only way they can actually get out of this is through physical hot war. And this is where we're going. We're heading in that direction. Okay, so again, these are all markers. We just have to pay close attention to the man behind the curtain and look at how all these things work themselves into this equation of global economic collapse and the meaning of that collapse for the future of humanity.
We got a little bit of time before we got to go, about a minute. For somebody listening at home, they're hearing you and their brain's probably spinning. Obviously, food storage, gold, silver, water filter. I mean, all these things they need. I mean, this is priority now. This is no BS. Yes?
This is very much a priority. People have to understand, if you have lots of money in the bank, take it out. Convert cash into something else. I mean, cash is just worthless pieces of paper. They're worthless. Get something physical, be it gold, be it silver, be it whatever it is. Just make sure you're prepared and you have a plan for the future. Plan meaning draw it up. What does it look like? What does your future look like in the age of global economic collapse? You better get
you,
ready
you
for
You asked
it
a question last time, quickly.
Wait.
I want to say your quote. I want to say a quote real quick. It's ask yourself, for what purpose are you alive and for what purpose will you give your life?
These are the things we have to answer. You know, why are we living? What's the purpose? And then in the name of what are we as people prepared to die? Sacrifice our life.
God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
Does Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.